This is Dr. Mark Rohde. I'm a psychologist who specializes in addictive disorders. Today's topic is the role of courage in recovery. At True Aftercare, we can help provide the roadmap and the guidance through the territory, but you'll need more than a bit of your own courage to continue the journey. Courage is probably something you've been developing because it took some guts to admit to having an addiction, more courage to enter treatment, and additional bravery to face the challenges during treatment. For most of the people listening to this, you're probably in early recovery. Now, if you're just out of treatment, you may have just discovered that the toughest phase of recovery happens immediately after discharge. Let's talk about courage. Sometimes I joke that getting sober requires giving up nouns. Yes, I said nouns. You know, the words that describe people, places, and things. Giving up the people, places, and things that have connected you to drinking and drugging takes courage, because leaving the addictive lifestyle leaves you feeling vulnerable and in very uncomfortable territory. Your using friends were comfortable. The places where you used were comfortably familiar. And you were kind of comfortably uncomfortable with the shame, guilt, excuses, lies, BS, and much of what you were doing under the influence. You might want to think of True Aftercare as kind of a crash course in operating effectively in the unknown. You've got a coach, and hopefully you've got at least a temporary sponsor. So you may be in unfamiliar territory, but you've got a guide. Don't be hesitate to call your coach, guide, mentor, or whatever you call them, anytime, 24/7. There is no excuse for feeling lost. Now let's think about two types of courage. If you're facing a threat to your health or your body, we'll call that physical bravery or physical courage. Mountain climbing, swimming with sharks, or standing up for an underdog in a hostile crowd probably fits nicely into the physical courage category. Having to face your shame, excuses, lost jobs, failed relationships, and lots of inebriated foolishness requires a kind of emotional courage. For most addicts, your emotions have not been your friends. So emotional courage can be tough to muster. In contrast to the other kind of courage, at least you won't be in danger of falling off a mountain, being eaten by sharks, or beaten up by an angry crowd. You can do this. Okay, so how do we enhance our level of courage? Understand that your fear of facing your past is completely normal. You might want to develop a list of things that are scary, and then order them from easiest to hardest. Then start to tackle the issues at the top of your list. Understand that courage is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it becomes. Start doing things you haven't done before. Anything will help. Wear your hair differently. Try a different type of food you've never eaten before. Take a dancing lesson. Say hi to someone you don't know. Listen to a different type of music. Watch a TV show that you've never seen. The more that you engage in different behavior, the more open you'll become to change. When we think of courage as being kind of like a muscle, the opposite is also true. If you don't use it, you lose it. Keep striving to take risks. If you think you're keeping yourself safe by not taking risks, you're probably just keeping yourself stuck. Understand that your emotions are kind of a signaling device that allows you to better understand yourself. If your emotions are all jumbled up, that's a pretty good signal that you need to sort them out, perhaps with your coach, your sponsor, or a therapist. Talking about feelings may seem risky. Push yourself a little bit. You may need to become comfortable with your discomfort. Now, if you're a guy, understand that your vocabulary for emotions may be underdeveloped compared to females. If you're a guy and don't use feeling words beyond happy, sad, and mad, please go to Google and look up emotions. Wikipedia will have a huge list of words you should begin to learn and use. If you're a female, good for you, because you probably already have a good feeling vocabulary. Now, your courage will grow as you understand and gain some control over those feelings. Since we know that our behavior follows the direction of our thoughts, you need to think carefully and think a lot about how you will be when you behave in a courageous manner. I'll say it again. Your behavior will follow the direction of your thoughts. Remind yourself that change is hard, but is doable if you stick with it. You may have heard it. It only works if you work it. Keep working it. Winston Churchill once called courage the first human quality, because it is the quality that guarantees all others. Now do this. Write down 7 to 10 things that scare you, or at least create some anxiety for you. If you're tempted to write down something like fear of rejection or fear of relapsing, go deeper and think about what it is about you that drives those fears. Now look over your list and write down what your life will be like when those issues are resolved. Thanks for listening. Go forth and try something brave. Try something new.